Researchers, 103,000 migrant women will be sexually assaulted on way to U.S. this year. By Neil Monroe on March 6, 2019. Crime data shows that roughly 2,600 migrants will be murdered and roughly 103,000 will be raped or assaulted during their 2019 migration to the United States, says an estimate prepared by Stephen Kopitz, president of Princeton Policy Advisors. We estimate 80,000 migrant women were raped or coerced into sex during 2018, rising to 103,000 on higher migrant numbers in 2019, said a statement from Kopitz, whose predictions of migration increase has been repeatedly validated by the eventual numbers. These are persons, incidents could be up to 50% higher. Alongside the murder and rapes, Kopitz predicted 34,000 kidnappings, 21,000 cases of forced labor trafficking, and 106,000 robberies during 2019. Kopitz argues that the massive level of brutality could be sharply reduced if the United States expanded the current blue-collar guest workers programs. For example, the H-2B program brings in roughly 80,000 guest workers from Jamaica, Mexico, Honduras, and many other countries for manual labor at resorts, hotels, restaurants, and forestry firms. The similar H-2A visa program delivers more visa workers to agriculture companies, both to replace illegal aliens and also avoid the purchase of labor-saving machinery. Both programs require foreign workers to return home one a year or so keeping many of their families in the home country. In a market-based approach, 95% of the criminal pathology noted above disappears virtually overnight, as does the domestic exploitation, Kopitz said in a statement to Breitbart News. He continued, "One can only imagine that, say, Democratic Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would want to support legislation which would protect 100,000 women per year and see up to 100,000 imprisoned migrants released. If you have AOC, by definition you have House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Democrats have little choice but to support a market-based approach, to the extent it is not otherwise cruel." Kopitz's proposal is here. Pro-American immigration reforms groups oppose both the blue-collar programs and the white-collar programs, such as the H-1B, L-1, and OPT programs. They argue the visa worker programs lower wages and salaries and create a huge incentive for companies to exploit foreign workers and discriminate against Americans. But it is also unclear if Democrats are willing to use the visa worker programs to prevent the murder and rape of migrants. On March 6, for example, Democrats simply ignored the issue of crime against migrants during their questioning of Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen, even though she spoke repeatedly about the crime. However, several Democratic legislators tried to undermine President Donald Trump's pro-American border policy by loudly declaring their concern for two sick children who died in U.S. custody after they were carried across the border by their migrant parents. The Democrats also complained about the cages where migrants wait to meet with lawyers before border processing and release, and they complained that some economic migrants are required to wait in Mexico instead of being immediately released into the United States. The Democratic chairman of the House panel, Representative Benny Thompson, began one set of questions by asking, "Madam Secretary, are we still using cages for children?" Nielsen rejected the claim, prompting Thompson to continue. "I've seen the cages. I just want you to admit that the cages exist. I saw the cyclone fences that were made as cages. And you did too. All you have to do is admit it. If it's a bad policy, then change it. But don't mislead the committee." Michigan Democratic Representative Elissa Slotkin berated Nielsen for housing children while their migrant parents were detained. She said, "So what did you do? I understand it's complicated. We have a big bureaucratic system. When you saw those pictures of babies in cages, what did you do? What did you do to just scream bloody murder up the chain to the president? To say, I cannot represent an agency that is forcing its border patrol to do this. What did you do?" Nielsen pointed out that the U.S. government does not send children to jail with their convicted parents. Representative Ninette Barragan, a Democrat from Los Angeles, and a leader of the Latino caucus, vented against Nielsen. "You have no feeling, no compassion, no empathy here," she claimed. Barragan did not suggest any measures to reduce the crime against migrants. For example, the estimated 80,000 rapes and assaults, except for even quicker and easier entry by economic migrants into the United States and into the U.S. job market. After the hearing, Democrats competed to display their anger at Nielsen via Twitter. In contrast, Republicans repeatedly brought up the crime issue. For example, GOP Representative Dan Crenshaw cited the case of one girl who was brought across the border to serve as a prostitute in the United States for 5 years.